Today is Saturday, August 29th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Chop Suey Day. It's also According to Hoyle Day, which has something to do with the playing card company. And last but not least, it is National Lemon Juice Day. Lemon juice is good for a lot of stuff. You can add some acidity to a dish that you're making. It probably wears off the enamel on your teeth, which I guess is not a good thing. I'm sure you can use it in a cleaning solution with vinegar or something. I don't know. It's acidic, so I guess you wouldn't really need to add it to vinegar. You could use it in the place of vinegar. It might be sticky, though. I don't know if you use... I think I've seen people using lemon juice with water or something. Or maybe it's vinegar and water, but they put it in a microwave and then turn the microwave on and the steam will clean... Something like that. I feel like citrus will clean stuff. So there you go. However you want to make some cleaning supplies, however you would like to celebrate National Lemon Juice Day, do it, is all I've got to say. Well, I am pre-recording this because I have a haircut today, and so I'm not able to record on Saturday as you're listening to this. But I did want to get my 5 episodes because it's a numbering thing. It's a numbering thing. Now, sometimes it'll take me 2 weeks to get 5 episodes, but I was so close this week that I thought, well, I might as well go ahead and record another one so that I get to the 5, so I get to the, you know, the 85, 1785 or whatever I'm on. And so that's why I'm doing this. And I actually don't have a lot to talk about, but we haven't really talked about this week. I haven't done a whole lot this week, so we'll just kind of go through it. I don't remember exactly what I did, but I believe on Tuesday, I went to the grocery store and I did the grocery shopping. Now, I was going to mow at some point, but the grass has slowed down. The grass has slowed down growing. And so when I got back from the trip, I thought, oh, the grass is going to be so high because I wasn't able to mow it before I left because it wasn't high enough. Got back and it's still, you know, I probably could have done it, but it wasn't so bad that the neighbors were going to be offended or anything like that. And so I thought, you know what? I'm tired. I've been traveling for 2 weeks. And I'm not going to mow. So I did go to the grocery store, bought the groceries, took care of that. And that was kind of my task for the day on Tuesday. And other than that, I've just been playing. I don't want to say playing because I feel like this is really preparing me for my next role or the next career that I'm going to have. But I have had many projects that I've been working on. The Pride 48 website is a new project that I'm working on. I was trying to bring it up to date. There's still some content that I need to update with the future and stuff like that because we've decided to discontinue the events, but the website itself is not going anywhere. Maybe one day we'll have another meetup or something. I don't know. But regardless, I'm just trying to get it up to date. So I got all the shows up to date with ones that are actively podcasting still. We went down from over 100 shows that were active. Now of the community of podcasts that have been on Pride 48 over the years, of over 100 podcasts that have been in Pride 48, around 30 are still podcasting. And that's within the past 6 months. So some of those may have not put out any episodes in the past 5 months or something. So it's sad that we've lost some, but we've lost quite a lot. But there are still, at least I know there are still some going. Chubb's Gone Wild is still going. you know, we still, the gay mix is still going. I'm still going. Fatty, Big Fatty is still going. Pot is my co-pilot. There are a bunch of other ones that are on there. Mr. B's, I think, is one of them. Minority, I believe, is still going. I don't want to go through the whole list, and I don't even know the whole list. I would have to go over there. But so I, bottom line is, as I've been doing things throughout the week, I've been watching Mom, because I'm rewatching Mom now, because it's just like comfort food at this point. It's easy breezy, beautiful. I don't have to pay attention. It's light. It's funny. It's, I love Allison Janney. And I like the, why can't I remember the actress's name who plays her daughter? But anyway, I like her as well. And so watching that just in the background as I'm working on the Pride 48 website, as I'm working on the QCast application that I built for Daniel and I was working on that some today. Because there are still things I need to do on it, but I was taking a break. I did some server migrations because I'm trying to consolidate some stuff so I can save a little bit of money. I had things spread out across 5 or 6 different servers, and I was paying for each one of them separately. So now I've collapsed everything into 2 servers. And so I'm going to hopefully save a little bit of money, but I'm still testing to see if the performance is acceptable, just having everything on 2 servers. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, so mowed on Tuesday, or no, sorry, did not mow. Grocery shopped on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I didn't really do anything during the day on Wednesday, other than just work on, you know, coding stuff. But in the evening, I had a rehearsal. So I did get a text message during the week that was saying, hey, this is Lisa. She's the piano player at church, but she also is a local college professor, university professor. And she also works with a local high school choir. And she had a couple of performances she wanted me to play trumpet in. One of them I had to turn down, and I'm really disappointed because it's Hunchback of Notre Dame, and it's the musical Hunchback. And I don't know, she says the music's really good. I've not seen this one, or heard the soundtrack, but I really love doing musicals. Those are my favorite things to do. And so that would have been a lot of fun, but unfortunately, one of the performances and a couple of the rehearsals are while I'm in New York with Mark on his marathon. And we've already paid for the hotel room. We've already paid for the, you know, everything. He said, well, you could just stay here and I could go without you. And no, I can't do that. I've got to go support him in his running. So anyway, I got a text. So I had to turn down Hunchback, but then there's a Christmas performance that I've done for the past 2 years, and I told her I can do that. So at least I'm going to have one paying trumpet gig this year. Not that the pay is that much, but it's just, you know, keeps my chops up, keeps me playing, keeps me out there. So if anyone, the last time I played at the university, one of the other university professors needed a trumpet player, and I got another job from that. So the more I'm out there, the more people see that I'm a paid trumpet player. And when anyone has a need for a trumpet player, they know I'm someone they could call on. If I'm not out there and I'm not playing anywhere, then people forget about me, or they don't know that I exist. And so I get less paying gigs. Anyway, so got that, and then Wednesday night I had church rehearsal. I was going to say I saw her because I had texted her back and told her I couldn't do Hunchback, but she never responded. So I said, I just wanted to make sure you got the message. And she said, oh yeah, sorry, I didn't get a chance to message you back. But everything was squared away. Came home, I picked up Popeyes on the way home, and I turned the oven on 250 because Mark had training for this volunteering that he does at the local theater. And he wasn't going to be finished until 8:30. And the local theater is about 20 minutes away, so he wasn't getting home until 8:45, 8:50, something like that. And so I bought chicken strips, fries, and a couple of biscuits. But when I got home, I put them all on a tray and put them in the oven at like 200 degrees to keep them warm for another 20 minutes or so until Mark got home. Then he got home, we ate, and that was that. And then not yesterday as you're listening to this, but as I'm recording this, I don't remember. I had two therapy sessions because I had my normal therapy and then I'm doing this ART therapy that I'm trying. And it's this newfangled therapy and to try to help with some of my fears and anxieties. So mostly I had therapy. That's what it felt like yesterday. And then Friday, I just worked on, now I had to pick up Sydney on Thursday. She had a bath. And I had to, other than that, on Friday, I just worked on projects. And that was about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.